Chapter 3. Balance is everything. Page 21. What is healthy eating? It seems so complicated. Is there an easy way to make sure I get all the nutrients I need? Okay, I understand the four food groups, but what's a serving? Why are vegetables and fruit so important? What about coffee, tea, and alcohol? What about salt? Are organic foods better for my health? Where does exercise fit? Page 22. A nutrient is a substance that provides nourishment essential for life and growth. As your body ages, you may require fewer calories, mostly because you are not as active, but your need for essential nutrients stays the same, and in some cases, even goes up. For example, you need more calcium, folate, vitamin D, and B6 as you get older. As a result, healthy eating becomes even more important as a way to make sure you get all the nutrients you need without any extra calories or extra weight gain. And if what you eat does not give you quite enough nutrition, you can take a multivitamin, mineral, and/or other supplements to help. See Chapter 4. What is healthy eating? Healthy eating is balanced eating, where you consume a variety of foods. It includes protein, carbohydrates, especially fiber, fats, and fluids. Protein. Protein helps repair your muscles, skin, and nails. It can help you heal if you've been ill or have had surgery. The best sources of protein are meat, fish, poultry, milk, eggs, cheese, yogurt, legumes such as dried peas, beans, and lentils, nuts, seeds, and soy products such as tofu or soy beverages. Whole grains, vegetables, and fruit can also provide small amounts of protein. Here's how you can easily get the protein your body needs in one day, along with many other good nutrients such as iron, calcium, and vitamin B12. Page 23. At breakfast, have one egg, one slice of whole wheat toast and a banana. Or try oatmeal made with an egg and milk, or unsweetened fortified soy beverage, or cold cereal made with low-fat buttermilk, or lassi, LASSI, a yogurt drink. At lunch, have a chunk of cheese and a bowl of lentil soup. See our recipe in Chapter 11. Or try steamed brown rice with cut-up chicken pieces and vegetables, such as green beans or bok choy, or a cup, 250 milliliters, of dal, lentils, with two whole wheat roti, flatbread. For an afternoon snack, have a handful of nuts with 3/4 cup, 175 milliliters of low-fat yogurt, or a small glass of milk, or unsweetened fortified soy beverage. For dinner, have fish or tofu with 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, of brown or basmati rice, and 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, of broccoli or other vegetable, and 1 cup, 250 milliliters, of mixed salad. Adding protein is easy. Try to have one good source of protein at each meal, such as lean meat, chicken, turkey, eggs, low-fat cheese, fish, beans, lentils, chickpeas, tofu, nuts, or peanut butter. Try adding a slice of cheese to your favorite sandwich, cutting up a hard-boiled egg into your salad, preparing a dal, DAHL, a South Asian lentil dish, drinking milk instead of water at one meal, eating a handful of unsalted soy nuts. Sprinkling nuts and seeds on your cereal, salad, or stir-fry. Spreading peanut butter on a slice of whole wheat toast or a whole wheat tortilla. Or adding chickpeas or beans to a stir-fry or pasta sauce. If you still can't get enough protein through your diet, add skim milk powder to your cereal, milk, or juice. Page 24. Carbohydrates. Healthy carbohydrates, such as vegetables, fruit, whole grains, and low-fat dairy products, provide your body with the fuel your heart, lungs, and other organs need to function properly. They deliver essential vitamins and minerals and help give you the energy you need to walk another block or swim a few more laps. Many are also important sources of fiber. See below. A few carbohydrates, however, are unhealthy, particularly the ones that are easily digested and that quickly raise your blood sugar. These include white bread, white rice, cookies, and cakes. Some weight loss programs say to cut down on or cut out all carbohydrates because they make you gain weight, but that severely limits what you can eat, and you miss out on many important nutrients. Permanent weight loss or weight management requires a permanent change in lifestyle and eating habits. See Chapter 6 for tips on healthy ways to lose weight. Fiber. Most Canadians, especially seniors, only get about half the fiber they need each day. Fiber is a nutrient found in plants. You need fiber to keep your bowels regular and healthy. Eating a lot of high-fiber foods can also help lower blood cholesterol levels, control blood sugar levels, and help prevent high blood pressure. Because fiber makes you feel full for longer, it can also help with weight control. Watch out! If you have an intestinal or bowel disease, you may not be able to eat large amounts of fiber. Check with your doctor or dietitian. Page 25. Grains and grain products are particularly high in fiber. In fact, a high-fiber cereal for breakfast, one with 4 grams or more of fiber, will help keep your hunger under control for the whole day. Follow up throughout the day with other high-fiber foods, such as whole wheat toast or pasta with vegetable sauce, a spicy bowl of chili, or low-fat yogurt with fruit and bran added on top. Fruit and vegetables, beans, lentils, and chickpeas are also great sources of fiber. Fiber tips. Look for labels that say high or very high source of fiber. This means the foods have at least 4 to 6 grams of fiber per serving. Eat breads, rolls, and roti, R-O-T-I, flatbread, made of whole wheat, wheat bran, mixed grains, dark rye or pumpernickel flours, as well as brown rice and whole wheat pasta. Look for, quote, whole grains to be the first ingredient on the ingredient label. Quotes, enriched wheat flour and quotes, unbleached flour are both refined white flour and have less fiber, iron, and vitamins than whole grain flour, while quotes, multigrain may just mean that a small amount of whole grain has been added to enriched flour. Eat lots of vegetables and fruit. Drink plenty of fluids to help fiber work properly. For women, that's at least 9 8-ounce glasses, 2.2 liters. For men, it's at least 12 8-ounce glasses, 3 liters. If you haven't been eating much fiber, add fiber slowly to avoid any problems with gas or cramps, and make sure to drink lots of fluids. Page 26. A Return to Basics. When 78-year-old Joan Reichert of Nelson, B.C., first arrived in Canada as a war bride, she was given a copy of The Canadian Cookbook for British Brides. "It had all sorts of good advice, especially for someone like me," she says. "I could scarcely boil water. I'd done a bit of cooking in school, but food was too scarce during the war to allow anybody who didn't know what they were doing near the food." The War Bride Cookbook explained the differences between Canadian and British meal patterns, shopping habits, foods and food names. It also included some common Canadian recipes that were, quote, "very basic, very down to earth, like baked ham slice," says Joan, "that we sort of abandoned for fancier food later," end quote. Today, as a widow, Joan finds herself returning to much the same kind of plain and simple cooking. "Interestingly enough," she says, "I've reverted to the basics. Not that I was ever a really fancy cook, who you can't be with 5 children, but today I find I really enjoy simple and healthy food. Last night, for example, I had a small piece of salmon, new boiled potatoes and carrots. Delicious." Page 27. Fats. Research now proves that it is not fat that is bad for you, but the type of fat you eat that counts most. Everyone needs to eat some fat to stay healthy. Fat supplies your body with energy and helps build a protective coat around your cells. But it's got to be healthy fat, and in the right amount. Unhealthy fats are saturated and trans fats. Saturated fats are mostly found in food that comes from animals. They're also found in palm and coconut oils. Trans fats come mostly from vegetable oils that have been made solid through a process called hydrogenation. Some fat, not a lot. Everyone needs some fat. But all fat, even healthy fat, is very high in calories. Too much fat can make you gain weight and increase your risk of diabetes, and may also lead to clogged arteries and an increased risk of heart disease and cancer. That means you must choose your fats wisely. Don't waste your fat quota on cookies or cakes. Instead, choose foods that also provide lots of good nutrition, such as nuts and seeds, avocado, salmon, and low-fat cheese. Snacks that have almost no fat include fresh fruit and vegetables. Other low-fat choices include Melba toast, fig cookies, and ginger snaps. Or try low-fat yogurt or whole wheat crackers that have less than 3 grams of fat per serving. Read the label. Unhealthy fats are found in whole or full-fat milk, including coconut milk and Hong Kong-style milk tea, cream, sour cream, and ice cream, butter and clarified butter or ghee, cheese, including paneer, fatty red meat, sausage, pork hock, bacon, and Chinese preserved meats. Page 28. Chicken feet. Chicken, duck, and turkey skin or fat. Dim sum, including pork pastry, pot stickers, and sticky rice wraps. Palm and coconut oils. Hard margarines and vegetable shortening. Partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. Lard. Deep-fried foods, such as chips, pakoras, and samosas. Baked items, including cookies, cakes, pies and pastries, pineapple buns, cocktail buns and moon cakes, and South Asian sweets, such as jalebi, laddu, burfi and gulab jamun. Healthy fats are monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. One type of polyunsaturated fat, omega-3 fatty acid, is particularly helpful in reducing the, quote, stickiness of your blood, so you're less likely to develop clots. Omega-3 fatty acids also help lower triglycerides, reducing your risk of heart disease and stroke. Healthy fats are found in oily or fatty fish, such as salmon, anchovies, rainbow trout, sardines, mackerel, ulekan, char, and herring. Nuts and seeds, such as cashews, almonds, walnuts, peanuts, and ground flax seeds. Vegetable oils, including olive, peanut, canola, soybean, and sesame oil, and soft tub margarines made from these oils, provided they have, quote, non-hydrogenated, end quote, on the label. Flaxseed and walnut oils. Note, do not heat these oils. Use them cold. Wheat germ, avocados, and foods fortified with omega-3, including eggs, yogurt, and soy beverages. Footnote. The following items with an asterisk are all particularly high in omega-3 fatty acids. Fatty fish, walnuts, flax seeds, canola, soybean, and flaxseed and walnut oils, and the foods fortified with omega-3, including eggs, yogurt, and soy beverages. End of the footnote. Page 29. Butter versus margarine. For years, researchers said that margarine is better for the heart than butter. But now they know that hard stick margarine is actually worse for the heart because it contains large amounts of trans fats. The best option is to use liquid vegetable oils, such as canola, olive, or soybean oil, or soft tub margarine that is labeled, quote, non-hydrogenated. Also make sure the margarine is low in saturated and trans fat, and look for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada's Health Check logo. Narrator's note. The logo shown here is a thin outer circle containing a solid center circle which has a white check mark on it. Around this inner circle, the words Health Check, Visi Suti. And beneath these circles, it reads Heart and Stroke Foundation, Fondation des Malades du Cœur. End of the note. To make sure you are eating the right amount of fat, start by choosing foods that are naturally low in fat, then add no more than 2 to 3 tablespoons, 30 to 45 grams, of healthy unsaturated fats to what you eat every day. This includes oil used for cooking, salad dressings, margarine, and mayonnaise. Also, try to substitute healthy fat for unhealthy fat where you can, and remember to read food labels carefully. Quote, low fat, end quote, means that the food has less than 3 grams of fat per serving. Quotes, fat free, means that the food has less than 0.5 of a gram of fat per serving. In addition, choose lean meats. Then trim off any fat you can see. Remove the skin from chicken and turkey. Grill, broil, or roast your meat, chicken or turkey, to allow the fat to drain off. Eat fish at least twice a week. Choose legumes instead of meat at least once a week. Prepare a dish that uses baked beans, dal, lentils, or chickpeas, or cook a batch of chili. Cook with low-fat dairy products made with skim or 1% milk or yogurt. Page 30. Use low-fat milk in your coffee and tea or to make chai. Use whole wheat flour to make roti, flatbread, and leave out the butter. Use small amounts of mustard, ketchup, relish, cranberry sauce, or peanut butter instead of butter or margarine. Choose a healthy, low-fat salad dressing or make your own. See our recipe in Chapter 11. Try steamed or boiled brown rice instead of pilau or biryani. Substitute small amounts of canola or olive oil for butter or margarine in your cooking, including when you make dal, a lentil dish, or cook vegetables. Reduce the fat in your favorite recipes. See Chapter 8 for tips. Fluids. Fluids are essential to life. They help you to think clearly and keep your body temperature where it is supposed to be. They also help your bowels stay regular, because even mild dehydration can cause constipation. As you get older, your body's signals tend to become a bit weaker. You may not know when you're thirsty, and by the time you feel thirsty, you could already be dehydrated, which means you've lost too much water and may soon start feeling tired, confused, hot, flushed, and even nauseous. To your good health. Start your lunch or dinner with a low-salt vegetable soup. You'll eat your veggies and drink your fluids all in one. Try our milkshake recipe. See Chapter 11 for an easy way to increase your fluids while adding calcium, protein, and vitamin D to your diet. Avoid drinking a lot of sugary drinks, such as pop, slushies, sweetened fruit drinks, and iced tea. Have sparkling water instead of wine. Page 31. Watch out. Talk with your doctor if you have heart disease, kidney, liver, adrenal, or thyroid disease. You may need to drink less. Talk to your doctor, too, if you suddenly feel very thirsty or have to urinate more often than usual. As a senior, you need to drink fluids regularly, whether you feel thirsty or not. If you are a woman, try to drink about 9 8-ounce glasses, 2.2 liters of fluids each day. If you are a man, try to drink about 12 8-ounce glasses, 3 liters of fluids each day. Drink more when it is hot, after you exercise, if you have been vomiting or have diarrhea. You can get your fluids by drinking plain water, but there are also many different and healthy sources of fluids, including vegetable and fruit juices, low-fat milk and buttermilk, unsweetened soy beverages, low-fat yogurt drinks, soups, decaffeinated coffee and tea, including black, green, herbal and chai, and Ovaltine or Horlicks, mixed with low-fat milk or unsweetened soy beverage. Remember, alcohol does not count as a source of fluid. Your current total fluid intake is probably okay if you produce a colorless or slightly yellow urine and feel well. Page 32. It seems so complicated. Is there an easy way to make sure I get all the nutrients I need? The easiest way to make sure you are getting all the nutrients you need is to follow Canada's Food Guide. See Appendix B. Specifically, the guide's recommended food guide servings to make sure you eat from all four food groups. The guide recommends that senior women have 7 servings of vegetables and fruit per day, 6 servings of grain products, including bread, rice, pasta, and cereals per day. 3 servings of milk and alternatives such as cheese, yogurt, kefir, and fortified soy beverages per day. 2 servings of meat, cooked fish, shellfish, poultry, lean meat, and meat alternatives such as eggs, beans, lentils, chickpeas, tofu, nuts, and nut butters per day. It recommends that senior men have 7 servings of vegetables and fruit per day, 7 servings of grain products, including bread, rice, pasta, and cereals per day, 3 servings of milk and alternatives such as cheese, yogurt, kefir, and fortified soy beverages per day, and 3 servings of meat, cooked fish, shellfish, poultry, or lean meat, and meat alternatives such as eggs, beans, lentils, chickpeas, tofu, nuts, and nut butters per day. Fresh versus canned or frozen fruit and vegetables. You receive the same health benefits from canned, frozen, or dried vegetables and fruit as you do from fresh, and they're often cheaper. Canned and frozen vegetables and fruit are packed at the height of their nutritional value when they are ripe. Just make sure that canned fruit is packed in water or juice rather than syrup, and that canned vegetables are packed with little or no salt, sodium. Page 33. Some tips from Canada's Food Guide. Eat at least 1 dark green and 1 orange vegetable each day. Eat at least 2 servings of fish per week. Have meat alternatives such as beans, lentils, and tofu often. Make at least half your grain products whole grain each day, such as whole wheat bread and pasta, brown rice, and oatmeal. Drink skim 1% or 2% milk each day. Drink fortified soy beverages if you do not drink milk. For more tips, see Eating Well with Canada's Food Guide in Appendix B. Okay, I understand the 4 food groups, but what's a serving? 1 serving of fruit could be 1 apple, orange, or banana, or 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, of 100% fruit juice. 1 serving of vegetables could be 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, of fresh, frozen, or canned vegetables, or 1 cup, 250 milliliters, of raw leafy vegetables or salad. 1 serving of grains could be 1 slice, 35 grams, of whole wheat bread, 1/2 a bagel, pita, or tortilla, or it could be 3/4 of a cup, 175 milliliters, of hot cereal, or 1 ounce, 30 grams, of cold cereal. It could also be 1/2 a cup, 125 milliliters, of cooked pasta, couscous, rice, bulgur, or quinoa. 1 serving of milk or fortified soy beverage is 1 cup, 250 milliliters. 1 serving of evaporated milk is 1/2 a cup, 125 milliliters. 1 serving of cheese is 1.5 ounces, 50 grams, while 1 serving of yogurt or kefir is 3/4 of a cup, 175 grams. 1 serving of cooked fish, shellfish, poultry, or lean meat is 2.5 ounces, 75 grams. For meat alternatives, 1 serving is 3/4 of a cup, 175 milliliters, or 150 grams of tofu or legumes, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters of peanut butter, or 1/4 cup, 60 milliliters of shelled nuts or seeds. Page 34. Why are vegetables and fruit so important? My Food Guide. If you have a computer, you can now customize Canada's Food Guide to include the kinds of food you like to eat and the physical activities you most like to do. Go to www.healthcanada.gc.ca/foodguide and click on My Food Guide. Researchers have known for a long time that vegetables and fruit are full of things that are vital to health, like fiber, vitamins C and E, and other antioxidants. See Chapter 4 for more on these vitamins. Today, new research is revealing that there are even more good things hidden inside apples and green beans. Phytochemicals are chemicals produced by plants. These chemicals contain compounds that may protect against disease, especially cancer, and possibly osteoporosis and eye disease. The brightest and most colorful vegetables and fruit, the dark green, orange, yellow, and red ones, are packed with both essential vitamins and minerals and disease-fighting phytochemicals. Soy products, beans, and lentils, too, are full of phytochemicals. So remember to include them. And don't be afraid of flavoring your foods with herbs, spices, and citrus peels to get extra nutrients. What about coffee, tea, and alcohol? Experts used to think that caffeinated coffee and tea caused the body to lose water. New research, however, shows that coffee and tea do provide necessary fluid, but you still have to be careful about how much caffeine you take in each day. A moderate amount of caffeine appears to be fine, about 400 to 450 milligrams a day. That's about 3 8-ounce cups of coffee a day, and a bit more if you drink black or green tea, which contain less caffeine. Herbal teas contain no caffeine at all, but most flavored teas contain some caffeine. Cola and soda pop also contain caffeine. Page 35. Researchers have not changed their opinion on alcohol, especially for seniors. Your body becomes more sensitive to alcohol as you age and your metabolism slows down. Now, the two drinks you used to have before dinner feel more like 4 or 5. In addition, you may be taking more medications than you used to, which can magnify the effect of the alcohol you drink and be very dangerous. And if you also have a balance problem or a chronic illness, such as heart disease and diabetes, alcohol can make it worse. Added to all that, research indicates that consuming alcohol over many years, even in moderate amounts, increases your risk of developing certain types of cancer, as well as type 2 diabetes. If you are taking any medications or have a chronic illness, especially if you have diabetes or your triglyceride levels are high, ask your doctor or a dietitian, see the back cover for contact information, whether it is safe for you to drink alcohol at all. If you are not taking medications or your doctor or pharmacist says it's okay, stick to the one drink a day rule. That's 1 12-ounce, 354-milliliter bottle of beer, 1 5-ounce, 147-milliliter glass of wine, or 1 1/2 ounces, 44 milliliters of hard liquor. And always eat before you drink. Food helps slow down how quickly your body absorbs alcohol and reduces its effect. Help is available. It's easy to drink more than you should, particularly if you've lost a spouse and are feeling lonely or depressed. If you are drinking too much, or you think a friend is, Call the Alcohol and Drug Information and Referral Services at 604-660-9382 in the Lower Mainland. Elsewhere in BC, call 1-800-663-1441. What about salt? Well, you probably know that eating too much sodium, salt, can raise blood pressure, which can lead to heart disease. But recent research reveals that the effects of high blood pressure are even more wide-ranging. Page 36. Low salt tips. Do not add salt when you cook. When you are eating out, ask the cook to hold the salt. Take the salt shaker off the dining table. Substitute other seasonings for salt, such as herbs, dry mustard, spices, lemon juice, ginger or garlic, or see the recipe for universal seasoning in Chapter 11. Choose fresh food as often as possible. Avoid frozen dinners. Rinse canned foods such as salmon, tuna fish, and beans underwater to remove the salt. Avoid, quote, instant foods, including instant soups, oatmeal, pancakes, and waffles. Avoid processed cheese. Avoid meats that have been processed, cured, or smoked. These include sausages, hot dogs, ham, bacon, pepperoni, or smoked fish. Limit snack foods such as salted crackers, chips, popcorn, and nuts. Limit pickles, pickled foods, relishes, salsa, dips, olives, barbecue sauce, soy sauce, hoisin sauce, oyster sauce, and prepared salad dressings. Researchers now know that high blood pressure can also speed up the body's loss of calcium, which could lead to osteoporosis, thinning of the bones that makes them more likely to break. High blood pressure is also considered a, quote, risk factor for diabetes and kidney disease, which means you are more likely to develop these diseases. You should limit your intake of sodium to no more than 2,300 milligrams per day. That's about 1 teaspoon of salt from all your foods. You should consume even less sodium if you have high blood pressure, osteoporosis, kidney disease, or diabetes. Page 37. The best way to control your sodium intake is to eat fresh vegetables and fruit more often and prepare your own food. Try not to rely on frozen dinners or canned soup, meat, or vegetables because most contain a lot of extra salt. If you do buy these foods, look for labels that say no salt added or low sodium. But watch out for labels that say reduced sodium or less salt because the food may still have a lot of salt. See Chapter 7 for more on reading food labels. Common foods and their sodium content. Pancake from a mix, 10 centimeters, 2.5 inches, contains 250 milligrams. One donut, 250 milligrams. Canned green beans, a half cup, 180 milligrams. Frozen green beans, half a cup, 6 milligrams. Canned mushrooms, half a cup, 350 milligrams. Canned spaghetti sauce, a half a cup, 650 milligrams. Tomato juice, 1 cup, 930 milligrams. Canned salmon, salt added, 1 can, 370 milligrams. Canned salmon, no salt added, 1 can, 50 milligrams. Bacon, 1 slice, 100 milligrams. Luncheon meat, 1 slice, 200 milligrams. Pork sausage, 1 2-ounce sausage, 530 milligrams. Canned baked beans, 1 cup, 1,065 milligrams. Salted mixed nuts, 1/2 cup, 450 milligrams. Kraft dinner, 3/4 of a cup, 430 milligrams. Chicken broth, 1 cup, 820 milligrams. Tomato soup with milk, 1 cup, 950 milligrams. Mushroom soup with milk, 1 cup, 1,140 milligrams. Italian dressing, 1 tablespoon, 230 milligrams. Salt, 1 teaspoon, 2,375 milligrams. Soy sauce regular, 1 tablespoon, 1,040 milligrams. Hoisin sauce, 1 teaspoon, 70 milligrams. Oyster sauce, 1 teaspoon, 250 milligrams. Page 38. Are organic foods better for my health? That question is hard to answer. Organic food started as just vegetables and fruit. Today, however, organic food includes milk, cheese, meat, poultry, and grains for bread and cereal and other products. Organic farmers choose to produce their food without using chemical pesticides or fertilizers, hormones, or antibiotics, which means organic foods may be more environmentally friendly than non-organic foods. However, scientists are just beginning to test whether organic foods are actually more nutritious than non-organic foods, and they have not come to any final conclusions yet. So, it's really up to you. The most important thing is that you eat vegetables and fruit more often, whether they are organic or not. If you do decide to buy organic food, always check for a, quote, certified organic, end quote, mark on food labels, and try to buy locally grown produce whenever possible. And remember to wash all vegetables and fruit carefully. Exercise. The results are dramatic. Once you start, you won't want to stop, because you'll soon find that it's easier to climb a flight of stairs, carry a bag of groceries, lift your grandchild, cook a healthy meal, stand up straight, avoid or prevent a fall, cope with stress, and fall asleep at bedtime. In short, regular physical activity can mean greater freedom and independence. Where does exercise fit? It used to be that people with a chronic illness were told to either, quote, take it easy, or just take a pill or two. That advice has changed. Today, researchers know that just a moderate amount of physical activity, 30 to 60 minutes a day, combined with healthy eating, helps maintain weight. Page 39. It also helps prevent a number of life-threatening diseases, including heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and possibly even cancer. And it helps those who already have these conditions manage them better. For example, if you have diabetes, you know that watching what you eat is essential, but so is physical activity. Recent studies have shown that if you combine healthy eating with regular activity, you will improve your condition by more than 45% over healthy eating alone, even if you do not lose weight. For those with arthritis or osteoporosis, physical activity can help reduce joint pain and joint damage, prevent further bone loss, and build stronger bones. It can also build the muscles you need for better balance. Getting started. Talk to your doctor first to make sure you are ready to increase your physical activity. If your doctor says you are, we recommend that you also consult with an exercise professional for advice about what physical activity and how much is best for you. To find an exercise professional near you, try your local recreation center or YMYWCA. You can also call or visit Canadian Society for Exercise Physiology at 1-877-651-3755 or www.csep.ca. BC Recreation and Parks Association at 1-866-929-0965 or www.bcrpa.bc.ca or BC Association of Kinesiologists at 1-604-601-5100 or www.bcak.bc.ca. Also, read the Public Health Agency of Canada's Physical Activity Guide to Healthy Active Living for Older Adults. It's free, and you can order copies by calling 1-888-334-9769 or online at www.paguide.com. Page 40. Three types of physical activity. To keep your body moving well as you get older, try to incorporate three types of physical activity into your life. 1. Endurance or aerobic activities to increase your heart rate and body temperature and strengthen both heart and lungs. Narrator's note: the following is in the form of a chart with three columns. Column 1 is headed FIT, capitals F-I-T-T. This stands for frequency, intensity, time, and type. Column 2 is headed just starting out, and column 3, regular routine. FIT, frequency, just starting out, most days. Regular routine, 4 to 7 days per week. Intensity, just starting out, light. Regular routine, moderate. Breathing, just starting out, slight increase. Regular routine, deep and consistent. Talk test, just starting out, can talk easily. Regular routine, can talk in short bursts. FIT, time. Just starting out, at least 10 minutes at a time, up to 3 times per day. Regular routine, 30 to 60 minutes. FIT, type. Just starting out, light walking, gardening, golfing. Regular routine, brisk walking, swimming, cycling, dancing, as well as household chores such as vacuuming or washing floors. 2. Strength activities to keep bones and muscles strong. Narrator's note: the column headings in this section are column 1, FIT, F-I-T-T, column 2, strength activities, and column 3, daily activities. End of the narrator's note. FIT, frequency. Strength activities, 2 to 4 days per week. Daily activities, daily. FIT, intensity. Strength activities, weight you can lift 8 to 15 times. Daily activities, move objects in your daily routine. FIT, time. Strength activities, 20 to 30 minutes, 2 to 4 sets of each exercise. Daily activities, periodically throughout the day. FIT, type, strength activities, using your body weight by doing push-ups or sit-ups, using hand weights or weight machines. Daily activities, household chores, yard work, climbing stairs, lifting and carrying groceries or laundry. Page 41. 3. Flexibility activities to keep your muscles relaxed and your joints mobile. Narrator's note, the column headings are Column 1, Fit, Column 2, Stretching Activities, Column 3, Daily Activities. End of the note. Fit, frequency. Stretching activities, daily. Daily activities, daily. Intensity. Stretching activities. Take stretch to just before point of pain. Daily activities. Move joint to end point without discomfort. Fit, time, stretching activities, 15 to 30 minutes. Hold each stretch 10 to 20 seconds. No bouncing. Daily activities, complete given task. Fit, type, stretching activities, stretching routines before or after physical activity, also stretch classes, Tai Chi, yoga and Pilates. Daily activities, household chores such as putting away groceries and dusting or sweeping, as well as raking or digging in the yard and other bending, stretching, and reaching movements that take your joints through a full range of motion, dividing it up. You should work towards 30 to 60 minutes of physical activity every day, but it does not have to be all at once. For example, you could try walking for 10 minutes in the morning and another 10 in the afternoon with a short stretch before and after and a little gardening or vacuuming in between. You can also alternate walking days with days where you do some strength training, lifting light weights, such as soup cans, for example. And if you just can't do 30 minutes, even 10 minutes of light physical activity a day will help you feel more vibrant, energetic, and alert. Page 42. Making it easy. It's sometimes hard to get all the physical activity you know you should. Not every town has specialized programs for seniors. Some neighborhoods may be unsafe to walk. While arthritis, osteoporosis, or other medical conditions may make any activity difficult. There are ways around these and other barriers, however. For example, if the barrier is unsafe neighborhood to walk, the strategy is to walk with a friend, walk in a mall or the halls of your building, or join a walking group. Barrier difficulty getting places strategy, take the bus, carpool with friends, or have an exercise professional come to your home. Barrier unsuitable or uninteresting programs strategies, check program listings at seniors' centers, churches, and private fitness clubs, or use a book or video/DVD to start your own program. Barrier, too busy caring for others. Strategies, be active while the person you are caring for is resting or occupied. Even 5 or 10 minutes at a time will help. Or have a friend come over and take care of your partner while you go out for a walk or class. Barrier, stiffness, arthritis, or osteoporosis. Strategies, choose gentle activities such as walking or classes designed to accommodate seniors with physical challenges, such as Aquafit. Healthy Eating Quiz Number 2, True or False? Page 43. 1. I can drink as much alcohol as I did when I was 20 or 40. False. As you grow older, your body becomes more sensitive to alcohol, which means it will have a greater effect than it used to. 2. All fats are bad. False. You need some fat in your diet, but it should be the right fat, from sources such as nuts, seeds, avocado, salmon, tuna, and low-fat cheese. 3. I don't feel thirsty, so I must be drinking enough. False. As your body ages, it's harder for you to tell when you need fluids. You must drink regularly, whether you feel thirsty or not. 4. I'm too old to exercise. False. You are never too old for physical activity. Even if you are in your 80s or 90s, staying active will help you feel better and do the things you want to do.